prayers. وإنه ليصوم اليوم تطوعا يريد به وجه الله فيدخله الله به الجنة. And a person might fast a single day, تطوعا. تطوعا means voluntarily, something that is above and beyond what we are required to do. A single fast, a single prayer, or a single small amount of sadaqah or charity, that might be enough for a person to be brought into Allah's mercy and to achieve eternal salvation. So we shouldn't think that we have to do a great deal, that Jannah is impossible for us to attain or acquire. That journey of 1,000 miles, it does begin, at least in the Sharia, with that single step. And sometimes that single step is all that we will need to be worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. But the important thing is that yuridu bihima or yuridu bihi wajhallah, whether it be those 2 rak'ats of prayer, whether it be that single act of charity, whether it be that act of fasting or any other good deed, if it is done purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that might be sufficient for us to achieve salvation. So that should give us the motive to come out of our inertia and to realize that we don't need to move mountains in order to be worthy of Allah's mercy and His compassion. But we have to have that sincerity and then show that sincerity in our actions, even in those minor and those small actions throughout our day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He sees the sincerity in our actions, He may grant us salvation because of those small things that we do throughout our lives. Salawat. So this is one hadith in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, through the guidance of our sixth imam, that inspiration not to become inert, not to become lazy. There is another hadith in which we have been taught, and this hadith is narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has a habit of hiding certain attributes in certain places. There is a deliberate practice of Allah to hide certain things so that we don't exactly know where they lie. And by hiding those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases our attentiveness towards Him and our dependence on Him. If everything in our life is completely planned out and we know where everything is, then we don't feel that need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though our plans are not sufficient for us to get where we are going. We still do need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it becomes easy for us to forget that we need Allah. And so for the believers especially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes shakes up our life, even if we have made the same kind of plans that other people may have made. But He shakes up the movements in our life, sometimes putting us through hardships or through difficulties, simply so that we can turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again and pray to Him with greater sincerity. And then there are general things that, whether it be for believers or non-believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has hidden in certain places. Right? An example that all of us are familiar with is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, it is in, according to many ahadith, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, on the odd nights towards the end of the month of Ramadan. But we aren't told explicitly and definitively which of those nights is the night of Qadr. And we are told to look for that night in one of those nights, or especially in 3 nights that have been told to us, the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd. That gives us a greater degree of attentiveness and a greater degree of sincerity in our worship. So we are looking for something and we are seeking something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than simply entering into a transaction where we don't give it a second thought. So in this hadith, our first Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says that there are some things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden so that we don't know exactly where they lie. And this has a similar wisdom. So that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we increase our humility, and we realize that we have to be attentive and careful, because not everything is so simple as finding the formula and then taking a shortcut. But we have to do things the right way. This hadith, it says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَخْفَى أَرْبَعَةً فِي أَرْبَعَةً. Allah has hidden four things within four things. أَخْفَى رِضَاهُ فِي طَاعَتِهِ. Allah has hidden His pleasure and His happiness in obedience to Him. So what that means is that if we do all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do, then some of those good deeds that we may do, they may be sufficient for us to achieve the pleasure and the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'a does not simply mean acts of worship that are obligatory, but even those things which are recommended. We don't know which of those acts will be sufficient for us to achieve salvation. We don't know which of those good deeds that we might do in our lives will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look at us with mercy. And so the Imam says, فَلَا تَسْتَغِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِّن طَاعَتِهِ. So don't think any of his ta'a, anything obedient, anything that is obedience to Allah, anything that is pleasing to Allah, a recommended good deed, an act of worship, an act of kindness to a fellow human being, and especially to a believer, don't think that any of those things are insignificant. فَرُبَّمَا وَافَقَ رِضَاهُ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Because that one act might be the one that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with your life and with your day, and you won't realize it. So that might be the source of blessings for your day, for that period in your life, or for your entire life. You might not even realize that it was this act that caused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. And what this also tells us is that we shouldn't assume things about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us. Because there are many times when we do something and we are impressed with it, and people might praise us for it as well, but it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks that is the best thing that we have done. Because it may not be as sincere, it may not be purely for His pleasure. There may be many other things that have entered into our motive for that one deed, in addition to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't know which of our good deeds will allow us to be worthy of Allah's mercy. We shouldn't think any of those good deeds is insignificant. وَأَخْفَى سَخَطَهُ فِي مَعْصِيَتِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden. Note the word that the Imam has used. He has hidden his displeasure in disobedience to Him. فَلَا تَسْتَغِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِّن مَعْصِيَتِهِ فَرُبَّمَا وَافَقَ سَخَطَهُ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Don't think that anything that is displeasing to Allah is insignificant. Because it might be that one evil deed that will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove blessings from your life, and that will cause the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you won't realize it. So it isn't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting there with every mistake, every slip up that a person might make to punish us. But among those mistakes, among those sins, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does lie. And if a line is crossed, we might not realize it, that I made a mistake yesterday and then I committed a sin today. I might think that they are the same, or that yesterday's was more serious than today's. But if there is a line that is crossed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may become angry at that person, may remove his blessings and his barakah from that person's life, that person might not get the tawfiq, might not get that divinely granted opportunity to seek forgiveness. So we shouldn't think that any sin, anything that is displeasing to Allah, is insignificant or is small. Because among those sins or those mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden His displeasure. So we should be careful of every sin, everything that we know is displeasing to Allah, no matter how small it might be. We don't know which of those mistakes will put us past that line of being worthy of Allah's forgiveness and His mercy. وَأَخْفَى إِجَابَتَهُ فِي دَعْوَتِهِ فَلَا تَسْتَغِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِّن دُعَائِهِ فَرُبَّمَا وَافَقَ إِجَابَتَهُ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden His answering a person's prayers in calling out to Him. So don't think that any dua or any call that you might make seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, seeking His blessings, seeking His favor, is unneeded, is too insignificant or small, because that might be the prayer that is answered and you won't realize it. So sometimes we have things that we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua for a while, and then we have an opportunity to make dua, we are at a blessed time, maybe after our Fajr prayer.